white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
fucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me. Guess what happened?
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's the...
The gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
All right?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fuck your mother. What happened?
I'll fucking kill your ass, bitch. You understand me? Don't you call this motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man. Bring your punk ass here, nigga. Bring your punk ass here. Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened? Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Shut up.
Fuck you.
Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you. Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
Not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick, cunt. Fucking piece of shit.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
Today on Trash Talk with Dr. Bernice, Dr. Bernice talks to two best friends about a secret that one is keeping from the other.
So, Kevin, you have something you need to tell Rob?
So, yeah, I've been in a relationship with your mother for the last 6 months.
Oh! Do what now? You son of a bitch! I'll kill you!
Oh, shoot, he's got a chair!
Oh my God, my face! I'm bleeding!
Then Dr. Bernice reveals to a couple if the husband is, in fact, their new baby's father.
So, according to the test results...
He is. He's the daddy.
Harold, you're not the father.
You bitch. I will kill you.
Here comes the chair, folks.
Oh, damn.
Oh, hell yeah, lady. You just got rocked by that chair.
There's so much blood.
Damn, this is good TV.
And finally, on a very special episode, Dr. Bernice discusses with a child the trauma of being bullied in school.
So tell me, sweetheart, what does your bully do to you every day at school?
Well, he calls me names and makes fun of me in front of my friends.
Aww. Well, tell me, honey, have you tried hitting your bully in the face with a chair?
No. We really do not encourage violence in our home at all. We have told him to never fight back. We think it is best to just tell a teacher about a bully instead.
Aww.
Well, I don't allow no pacifist to come on my show and sass me, lady.
Wait, what?
Share away!
Oh my god! I can't see!
Mom?
You threw that into my eye!
How'd you do that?
Help, I can't see! Oh god, help me!
Come on my show and trying to talk trash?
So if you like seeing problems solved with folding chairs, then tune in at 2 p.m. to watch a power hour of trash talk with Dr. Bernice.
I will kill you!
Oh, hi there. Watching football game. So you guys are going to have to hold on. It's there's 11 minutes and 40 seconds left of the third quarter. I'll be with you as soon as this game's over. What are you guys still doing here? I'm watching the game. I put some music on for you guys. You can enjoy that until I'm done. Bing bong, fucking calm down. Calm the fuck down. I guess I'll start the show. Hey everybody, welcome to the show! wait a minute. You'll do an intercept, you stupid fucker! All right, hang on. Hi, it's Saturday. My name is Dwight. We do prank calls here, I guess, except for when Michigan's playing. We're not going to do good prank calls.
98.6.
The mouth.
All right, give me a second. I want to bring up... Oh, you almost threw a fucking interception. Let me bring up Skype. Skype, hi.
What's up, motherfucker?
Hey, what are you doing here, guys? We got something to do today or what?
Yep.
Okay.
Order Little Caesars.
Little Caesars. Yeah, we were having some fun with the pizza orderings last night. Really throwing the weirdness on it. Thanks to Horse Machine Ranch Person for their request of the Carlito Classic You Stole My Number. We played that in the beginning. I'm kind of tired right now, so I'm going to try to bring the energy up a little bit, about like two notches, while I watch this game. So if there's chats going on this screen too, I'll try to jump back and forth and grab these numbers. What?
No.
Hi, is that Alice?
No.
Adam?
Nope.
Trevor?
Nope. Keep trying.
Some broke motherfucker?
Yeah, suck my dick, pussy.
Hey, why you say that to me? Why you being all rude, man? You don't even know me.
Suck my dick, pussy.
No, don't say that. Unless you really want me to suck your dick, okay?
Yeah, pussy, with your mom's lips.
So what would happen if I came over there right now and I got on my hands and knees and then I said, pull your dick out, and then you didn't?
Come over here and I'll show you what.
Then who would be gay? Who would be the gay one if you're scared of having sex with another man?
Well, come over here and I'll show you what happens.
What flavor's your penis?
Come over here and I'll show you.
I bet your penis tastes like Old English.
Ask your mother, she'll know.
I bet it tastes like Pine Sol.
Ask your mother, she'll know.
My mother's dead. She's been dead since
good,
92.
Good. She raised a little bitch.
No, now you're going too goddamn far, man. You're going to make me go to my high voice.
Shut the fuck up.
You're going to make me go to my high voice. You shut up.
Go to your high voice.
I command you to hang up your phone. I command you to hang up your phone that you pay for.
Shut the fuck up.
I command you. Hang it up.
Shut the fuck up.
Hang up this phone.
Keep your mouth shut, pussy.
I will wide tongue lick your nuts.
Keep your mouth shut, pussy.
Hang up your phone. Hang up this phone.
Keep your mouth shut.
I command you to hang up this phone. Hang up this phone.
You scary motherfucker.
Hang up.
Scared bitch.
Hang it up.
Hang
up this fucking phone.
Oh, see, your phone went all shitty. What, you got a track phone? You got Obama phone? What's the matter?
You little scamming bitch.
Oh,
yeah, I got Obama
honey.
Phone. That ain't my fault, you little bitch.
Oh, I hurt your feelings, didn't I? Oh, honey. He hung up. I win. I commanded him, and he hung it up.
Boy, there's a lot of crazy talk going on over here. He's got a projection.
Get that ball. Oh, and he picked that off. Oh, oh. Is that a fumble? Grab it. Oh, sorry. Sorry. There's a lot of action going on right now on this top monitor. There was almost, the quarterback almost got sacked. It looked like it might have been a fumble. It was almost an interception, and some shit almost happened. Right now, I do have to wish my condolences to MST3 Clay and Bulldog Tommy as the number one Georgia Bulldogs lost to Alabama today, and more than likely will be out of the college football playoffs. Oh, wow. Iowa's coach is pissed. He just, I read his lips and he just yelled fucking bullshit.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's why. Because they called it a fumble.
That has not been set up.
Yeah, they called it a fumble recovered by Michigan, and now Michigan's on Iowa's like 6-yard line, and Michigan just scored. They're going to be real pissed now. And touchdown. You had your woman's ginormous breasts in your face, Crispy? What was the occasion?
New hairdresser with really big breasts.
Oh. Was she a big girl,
I'm
or
sorry,
was she a skinny girl with big boobs?
The person you called has a voicemail box that has...
She was a curvy woman with really, really big boobs.
Oh. Were they fake? So, like, did she touch you with the boobs? Were they fake or were they real?
Well, my face was like nestled between them. I think I told this story before, but I was kind of irritated because, like, she wiped off my eyebrows with her boobs.
That's why you gotta get them tattooed on. You don't have mistakes like that. I've had it a couple times where their boobs have been rested on my shoulder while they were cutting the hair. But it's never a skinny girl with big boobs. It's always a big girl with big boobs.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're...
The type of situation where you don't know where the boobs and the belly start and end, you know?
Hello?
Hi. I was looking for Tiffany?
Who is this?
My name is Dwight. I'm calling about the Comfort Inn incident that you had here at 1500 John Harden Drive.
Yes, sir.
And I understand you had an issue back on the 18th of last month.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you like to tell me about the incident?
Well, I spoke with... this is the 18th? Yeah, that was right, the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got there, we found bed bugs in the first room.
Okay.
And we went downstairs. Do you work at the hotel? Or?
I sure do.
Okay. Okay. We found bed bugs in the first room we went into, and then we went downstairs. And we told them that we found bugs in there. And whoever it was that was at the counter looked at us like suspiciously,
mm-hmm.
but then hesitantly gave us a key for a different room.
Right.
So we went to the second room, which was downstairs, and we found bed bugs in there too. So we went back to the desk and just told them that we wanted a refund, that we found bugs in that room as well. In that second room, we also told them that the room was still dirty and that we found like used bottle with lotion in it and trash on the floor. And
so housekeeping hadn't been to that one yet?
I would say housekeeping had been there, but they didn't do a very good job of cleaning things up because the lotion bottle wasn't even like it was out on the floor.
Okay. What we do is if we have a guest, let's say they are satisfied with the room that we give them initially, this is the one that we call our complimentary filth room. And so it hasn't been it hasn't been cleaned all of the way, but it's in acceptable shape.
Okay. not sure that should still be a thing.
Well, I think what had happened with them, because I just do quality checks on the customer service aspect. That's why they had me reach back out, even though you've already spoke to someone. What they told me is they actually were opening a case because you were under suspicion of actually bringing the bed bugs with you from your home.
Really?
That's what they documented here. They said that you guys came in, you were dirty, disheveled, possibly infested with bed bugs.
They said we came in, we were dirty, disheveled, and possibly infested with bed bugs. We drove in from Georgia. So if they're commenting on the fact that we look like we were tired, because we were tired.
Well, they said that your clothes were like wrinkly. They weren't straight, and you had it looked like dirt like smeared on your cheeks, like you'd been in a coal mine all day.
No, I mean, I have rosacea, so my cheeks are red anyway.
Okay. Well, but they said this was brown like dirt, not rosy.
No. Okay. Sorry.
They said very bad hygiene. They said the smell was atrocious.
No, that's not true.
Okay, I'm going to document this. All right. Sorry, I'm making edits on my end as well because I will be presenting this report. Let's see here.
You didn't even bring anything
in. Yeah, and we didn't even bring our stuff in either. Our stuff was still in the car.
And at no point did you bring any of your belongings into the room?
No.
You weren't prepared to bring them
in?
No? Okay.
Nope, because we both have a protocol that we go through when we go to check into a room. We always check the room first before we park and go bring our stuff in.
Okay.
Because of the fact that bed bugs can go wherever. We don't want it getting in our stuff.
Okay. And let me see here. So you do like an initial check, is what you're saying, of the room before you bring your belongings in.
Correct. Correct. And we had the car parked there right by the front desk, right by the front desk door, like you would when you go check in, get keys, and then we just walk to the room.
Okay.
And we just check before we even go anywhere.
Okay. And at what point, which room did you end up bringing your belongings into?
We didn't. Because when we found bed bugs in the second room, we asked for a refund, and we went elsewhere.
All right. And did they issue that refund to you?
They did, but they were hesitant on doing that also. The manager that was there that night didn't even want to look at us, didn't want to talk to us. Mm-hmm. There was no apology given.
Was he the Indian gentleman?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yep.
I asked for a receipt. You know, because we're from Georgia, we're out of state, and we were there to visit family for the holiday. And so I asked for a receipt because we were leaving, and I'm not driving all that way if a problem happens.
Right. And I'm trying to understand his notes, because he has notes here also that he did make a comment about your vehicle. He said the vehicle was of poor standard. Basically, he said you drove a bed bug into the hotel.
No. And how can he say it's poor standard? Did he go out there and look at my car?
I have no idea. I believe they do have cameras out there, though.
Okay. Well, we drove from Georgia, so if they're seeing bugs scattered on the windshield, that's what happens when you drive.
No, he noted here that literally you were driving one big bed bug. He said it looked like a bed bug that you drove in on.
Wow.
Let me see here. Why would he? I mean, some of these notes are just off the wall ridiculous.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. I thought maybe he was saying that you drove like a VW bug, like, you know, one of those ones from back in the day or something. But no, literally says you drove a bed bug in.
I drive a CRV, so CRV. It doesn't even look like a Beetle bug car.
And I'm going to. Do you want me to just add my edits in here in a different font color?
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like I should be deleting any of what he put in here, because like this one right here, she smelled like she just had sex. Why that's in there, I don't know.
Wow. Very unprofessional.
Yeah, I just went to the next page, and that wasn't the end of it. It was put dot, dot, dot with multiple men at once.
He sounds very unprofessional. That's got to be why he wouldn't even look at us. Because he wouldn't even look at us. He didn't apologize. He didn't want to have anything to do with us.
All right. And at what point did you tell him that you insulted him and said he smelled like curry?
I didn't even talk to him, to the manager. He wouldn't even talk to us. I looked at him, really? And I waited for him to get involved because the clerk, whoever the clerk was,
right,
was the one that I talked to.
Okay.
And then the manager showed up and was doing stuff on the computer, didn't say a word to us. We didn't say a word to him. And the clerk asked the manager, did you want to hear what she had to say about the rooms? And he looked at him, didn't even look at us, and said, no, you've already told me, and continued typing on the computer. Not even a glance did he do towards our location.
Didn't even look at you.
No glance, no word, no nothing.
Okay. And the reason, again, I'm checking on this is because he's put in a request that we do a double charge and actually charge you double for the rates. To repair,
really?
Extinguish the presence of the bed bugs in both rooms.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And actually, from what we're being told, is they would actually have to tent the whole hotel in order to get rid of this infestation. And he's making claims that you brought these bugs.
Those bugs, we found them all in the baseboards. We found them under the bed. We found them all over the place.
Yeah, he's actually requesting that we charge you $525 for the entire extermination process. What had happened, I guess he took a picture of the card that was on file, and so he said that he can go back and charge it.
Excuse me?
I'm just reading the notes here. He said he wants to charge the card that you used.
Wow, okay. Well, I'm glad that card was noted as fraud because they did try to charge me a second charge.
Mm-hmm. That but was probably for the extermination the fee, yeah.
That when I talked to the GM, she said she knew anything. She didn't know anything about the $89 charge. So she told me to talk to my bank, and my bank processed a refund for it and changed my stuff. So. He better not do that because that is not.
I have no control over that. Like I said, I'm just quality training. And I mean, some of this I feel he's just writing to try to justify some extra charges. Mm-hmm. Like this one's ridiculous.
Yeah,
housekeeping noted. First off, housekeeping only comes in after if someone stays for 2 days or longer. Otherwise, it's not cleaned. So if you don't stay for more than 2 days, we don't clean it. So if someone stays for one night, nobody touches it, and then we just check the next guest in. But he has on here housekeeping noted there was a human wrist-sized fecal deposit left under the sheet covers. A tampon fell from the guest purse in the lobby. Upon inspection, the item had been used. It was a biohazard fee.
Nope. I don't even use tampons.
Okay, let me mark this. That's going to be key evidence. Let me mark that down. Yeah. He's sitting there also notes we're going to have to charge them for harming our bed bugs. They're an endangered species that evolved in our hotel.
I'm sorry. Say that sentence one more time.
It said that they wanted to charge you because you harmed the bed bugs and they're an endangered species that evolved inside of the hotel.
Well, that's self-incrimination.
Well, I think he's trying to hit you at both ways. So like if you don't pay for bringing the bed bugs, he wants to do another way that the bed bugs were already there and they've evolved as an endangered species in there, and then you harm their living conditions, and so you're responsible for rehoming the bed bugs.
He just told you straight up there's bed bugs in the hotel.
Right. Yeah. Reading this whole report, it gave me no short of 3 different migraines. I had to read it over a 6-day period because it just hurt so much to read this. And I don't know if it's a language barrier thing or what's going on here. At what point did you pull the baseboards off and punch holes in the wall? He says something about a violent man punching holes.
Nope.
Okay.
Nobody punched holes in the wall. Nobody pulled anything off.
Did you see any holes in the walls?
Because
he's got pictures of holes in the walls here.
No, there were no holes in the walls.
Yeah, he's saying holes in the walls, angry lesbian types.
What?
I don't know. He noted,
angry lesbian.
Yeah, without type? Any type of explanation, just says angry lesbian type.
It was me and my boyfriend.
Okay, maybe he misunderstood it was a man and a woman situation, not a woman. I mean, that's neither here nor there. I shouldn't be making comments like that. Let's see here. Yeah, I don't know. He said one butch, one effeminate. Let's see here. And he said also excessive waste fee. He said the toilet was used too much. Too much urine was being put into the toilet, which overflowed the septic tank system. Let's see here. I mean, this guy is on all kinds of stuff here.
He needs either a conversation, disciplinary action, something, because this is ridiculous.
Right.
All we did was go in and check the room, and found bugs, and then left and went downstairs, checked the second room, found bugs, left, went back to the desk, asked for a refund. The manager refused to even acknowledge that we were there. Nobody said sorry.
Right here.
They didn't really. They looked at us with suspicion.
Right here.
Then when they finally did the process for the refund,
right.
I asked them for a receipt, and they told me that it would take, that the system was having issues, and it would take anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes to get a paper receipt.
Says right here. Yeah.
To which I told them that I would wait.
Why would they say the Honda CR-V drove off in great haste with two lesbians in the front seat? What does this have to do with anything? What is this?
They're not getting any more money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you owe a dime personally, but
no.
He's really pushing the issue.
There's no issue to even push, except for the fact that the rooms have bed bugs, and he even said so.
And what he is offering, I guess, in this, he said that if you two want to come back and work off your fees, that you can come work at the hotel and work it off.
No. At this point, with how much that he has now offended both of us, I feel like he owes us something.
Yeah, he also says either come work it off or come get your bed bugs is what it says right here. That's his ultimatum.
Okay, the ones that he called an endangered species that grew up in the hotel?
Right. I mean, he really shot himself in the foot.
Yeah, he did. And there was a lot of offensive things in there that had no place to even been put in that report.
Okay. And what would you like me to document?
And I apologize. I'm not.
No, it's fine. What would you like me to document that was offensive so I can mark this down, what you were offended by?
All of it. Every single bit that he said.
Okay, could you give me what the number one offensive thing that offended you the most so I could say, hey, this is number one. Like, this is what needs the most attention.
I really can't, because all of that was offensive. Because we don't – it was all offensive, especially when he wouldn't even talk to us.
Okay.
Not even a single word.
No contact. No communication.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
A whole new world!
Not even.
I'll fuck you on the carpet.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see here. I'm gonna see.
And then he's gonna have the audacity to say that we damaged the hotel unit.
Right.
And all the other stuff that he did. It's all, the whole thing is offensive.
You know what? Hang on a second. I think I've got him on the line here. Let me see. Manager, sir, are you there? He just hung up.
And did he just scream too?
Yeah. Literally just picked up the phone and screamed.
And screamed. He is extremely unprofessional. This is ridiculous. He's not getting anything out of us.
Okay, hang on. I'm trying him back.
And
it's right,
not
right.
Okay.
I'm trying him back
right now. No, I don't
want
to talk to him. Okay. I don't want to talk to him.
He's just connected again. Sir, listen, this is the customer I was telling you about. Dude. Oh, my God.
It's pointless. No.
There's no communication with this man.
Exactly.
There's just no way to talk to him. I really
and
wish...
everything that he said in there is a lie.
Okay. Well, I mean, we already called him in a lie. He said that, you know, you brought the bed bugs, but then said the bed bugs evolved at the hotel. He's saying that you dropped a used tampon in the lobby. You're saying that you don't even use tampons.
Nope.
It's so, I mean, it's a whole thing. I don't know. I guess to prove him wrong, if you can bring one of your pads, one of the used pads down to the hotel, and we'll DNA test it, and that'll be that, and we'll kind of just, we'll close the case.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, I assume because you don't use a tampon, you use pads.
I live in Georgia, and also, why would I do that?
Well, you can mail one in. You don't have to drive back over. We'll DNA test it, and no. Then we'll file a final report.
Why do you need a DNA test one of my pads?
Well, that way it proves that you don't use tampons, and then he's caught in a lie. We can send
you can look at the camera.
We can send you a self-addressed stamped envelope if you're worried about the cost.
You can look at the cameras and see if I dropped anything out of my zippered backpack purse.
But we'll pay the postage, is what I'm saying.
No, I'm not sending.
The problem is he's already cleared the security cameras because they only keep a week's worth of recordings.
How about you stop harassing my girlfriend, man? This is some bullshit.
Is this still the same woman? Hello.
No, this is her boyfriend, and this is ridiculous.
This is the lesbian.
Sir. Yeah. Yes. How about we'll go to court, okay?
I just don't understand. Can you please calm down?
No, I'm not fucking calming down.
You're kind of hysterical and irrational.
Do you hear what you're fucking asking?
Sir, you're
asking somebody. No, you're being unprofessional. You're asking somebody to send a used hat. What kind of sick fuck are you?
Ma'am, you're hysterical and irrational.
No, I'm not a
calm
ma'am.
Down.
I'm a fucking sir.
Ma'am, please call down. Please, stop. I don't care
I
if you're...
I just told you I'm a fucking sir.
Ma'am, I don't care if you're two lesbian. Oh, boy.
Oh, darn. Missed him.
My goodness.
Oh, new
world! I was hoping
Sanjay
could get in.
I'll fuck you on the carpet. Yeah.
Hang on a second. Because they can't hear that when I don't have AXPA dialing. What I'm going to do, because I feel like I'm cheating you guys a little bit. What I'm going to do, give me half a second. Let me email the sound file to myself and I'll put it on the fucking tablet. Figure we might do some bullshit like we were doing last night. It was kind of funny. It's kind of funny and paid off a little bit. Which was the pizza orders with weird fucking ingredients. If any of you have ever watched Cobra JFS do his food hacks, like, you'll understand. Like, this is some weird inspired shit from him. He's fucking weird. They're not food hacks. They're just disgusting ways to do stuff wrong. It's not a food hack to do shit really dumb and fail at it. But it's funny to watch.
Tell me, are you a fan of Indigestion?
And he hates sickos.
Thank you for choosing Domino's. We're now hiring. If you or someone you know is looking for a full or part-time position, please go to jobs.dominoes.com or come by one of your local stores to talk to someone in person. Thank you. And someone will be right with you to take your order.
Job.
This call may be monitored or recorded. We are always looking for great people to join our team. Whether it's a full-time, part-time, or great career opportunity, we have just the right positions available. Please go to jobs.dominoes.com or come...
Thank you for calling Domino's. How can I help you?
Hi, I wanted to make an order, and the people at the call center are incompetent, and they didn't want to do my order. So they transferred me to you.
Okay. Sweet. Well, I can take care of you.
All right.
Was it going to be a carry-out or delivery?
No, it's going to be a carry-out.
Carry-out? Okay. Yep. What can I get you?
So what I want to do is I want to get the pasta. I want to get the chicken Alfredo pasta.
Okay.
Then I want to get chicken Alfredo pasta. Then I want to get the chicken Caesar salad.
Chicken Caesar salad. Okay.
Yep. Then I want a hand-tossed cheese pizza.
Okay. What size would you like that?
A medium.
Medium? Okay.
And what I want, this is what they didn't understand. When you cook the pizza, you cook all the stuff, and when the pizza comes out of the oven and the pasta comes out, I want you guys to put the pasta on the pizza.
Put the pasta on the pizza?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that for you, but I mean, I could put them in the tin bowl, and then you could just
fluff it over yourself. But that way it steams in the box and stuff when I come and get it, and like it's had time to marinate. It has time to congeal. And then what I want to do is after the pasta's on the pizza, then I want you to take the salad and put the salad on the pizza.
Okay.
And that's all I wanted. It was a simple request, but instead they try to sell me a pizza tikka masala.
Yeah, I should be able to do that for you.
All right, I appreciate that. I always like doing business. No, I just enjoy doing business with Pizza Hut. You guys are top notch.
Appreciate that. Is there anything else I can get for you?
Nope. That's it. Pretty simple request in my book.
Oh. Right. And what's the name for it?
It's going to be under Dwight.
Alrighty. I don't know for you. So your total is going to come out to $25.07.
Okay. And which Pizza Hut is this? Because they didn't tell me the address. They just said they were gonna.
This is the Domino's.
Oh, this is Domino's.
Yes.
Oh, gross. Oh, cancel my order.
Okay.
Domino's, gross. It's disgusting. That's just gross. Ugh. No, cancel. Ugh.
Hi, thank you for calling Pizza Hut. My name is Kayla. I see that you're
don't
calling.
Say my number. Don't say my number. Don't say my number. I'm scared of my own telephone number. And if you would have said it, I would have went into an existential crisis, and then there would have been no saving me. Okay. So I want to make a delivery. I want to make a pickup order.
All right. For carry out?
Yeah, carry out.
Do you want curbside or in-store pickup?
I'm going to in-store pick that up.
All right. And is it the store at the Coors Boulevard Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Yes. Excuse me. Excuse me. Whew.
All right.
I had to sneeze.
At the Coors Boulevard, right?
Yep.
All right. Inside the store. And the first and last name for the order, please.
The last name is going to be Whole. Whole.
What's the first name?
Gigantic.
All right. Thank you so much. And yes, what can I get for you tonight?
Okay. Let me get... let me look here. I want to get one of the, first off, let's start off with a medium, cheese pizza, hand tossed.
Medium. All right. Hand tossed. Just regular cheese, or do you want to add extra cheese?
Just regular cheese. Trust me. I'm going to add some extras, but it's not going to be cheese. All right. Let me get one of the oven baked Italian meat pastas.
All right, Italian baked meaty pasta. It comes with breadsticks. Do you want the breadsticks, or you want to upgrade it into cheese sticks?
No, breadsticks is fine.
Anything else?
I have special instructions on how I would like it prepared.
For the pasta?
But for everything. What I want them to do is cook the pasta and the pizza, and then what I need them to do is, after it's all cooked, you take the pasta and you put it on the pizza. And then you put the breadsticks on the pizza curbside, too.
Since this will be for curbside, can you do that one directly at the store?
What do you mean? I don't understand.
But let me try to put here in the comments.
Okay. Put the pasta on the pizza. I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to get this. They showed it on TikTok. It's called the garbage pie.
put the pasta into the pizza?
Put the pasta on the pizza. And tell them to cook the pizza four times. Make them put it through the oven four times. Extra crispy, four times.
Let me try.
A whole new world! I'll fuck you on the carpet! Yeah!
Hello?
Alright, and put the... Alright, anything else?
No. You're ruining the joke because you're going along with everything. You're not offended at all. My friend just yelled obscene things on the telephone. You didn't react to it at all.
Yes, but what about some order of cinnamon rolls, icy cold Pepsi, or wings?
You know what? Let me get... do you have tari gandu?
No, we don't have that one.
Do you have gaumutra?
No.
Okay, do you have some teriyaki chut?
No.
Do you have peck peck? Or pag
peck? I'm sorry?
Peck peck or pag peg?
Oh, what is that?
That's sex fucking.
I'm sorry, we don't...
Kim ni nam. Oke ni nam.
No, we don't have that one, sir. Is there anything else you want to add?
Can you add double check for some Okim Ni Nam?
No, we don't have that one.
Are you sure? Because the Haas of Wonder just gave 5 memberships to Dustin X, Jax, Patrick T, Mikey Mike, and Eagle 63. They're hungry.
No, we don't have that one here. So if you don't have anything else, your order is 1 medium hand toss with regular cheese and 1 oven baked meaty pasta with breadsticks. Is that correct?
No. I'm not hungry now.
All right. So what do you want to order?
Nothing. Your lackluster of humor has suppressed my appetite. Like you didn't laugh. You didn't give me no cute giggles. Like, Hibachi is going to be impotent tonight unless he hears a nice Asian girl or a Filipino girl laugh and giggle and cover her mouth while she does it. He's not going to be able to achieve an erection tonight.
I'm sorry. We're here to
see, see you're halfway there. No, you're halfway there because you started to giggle a little bit. You started to laugh. We were almost there. Let's try it again. He's not going to be able to achieve an erection unless a girl with tan skin covers her mouth and giggles.
I'm sorry. So, yes, sir.
Let me get down to the brass tacks. Can we tour the Cebu Cemetery together?
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Can we go to the Cebu Cemetery together?
No.
Why not? I heard it's a nice place to visit, but you don't want to stay there.
No. Yes, again, sir. I can only help you in placing the order.
No, I don't. What do you think I should order?
The one that you've mentioned, the one that you've added earlier, the 1 medium hand toss pizza with regular cheese, and the oven-baked meaty pasta with breadsticks. Is there anything else you want to add?
You think I should get that?
Yes.
Okay, tell me why I should get that.
Because you mentioned you want it earlier.
Right, but I've kind of changed my mind. I need you to sell me on it. What do you think the perks are of ordering that?
I'm sorry, because, no.
What, no? I shouldn't order it, or I should?
If you would like, sir, it depends on you.
No, no, I'm asking. Do you think it's a good choice? Is it a good?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, wings is also a good choice.
Wings too. Do you think that would go with a pasta pizza? Like wings?
Yes.
What type of wings do you think would go with that?
The Buffalo Mild is our best product here.
That's the thing. I don't like bone-in wings.
We have boneless.
What? You have boneless wings? You've been holding out on me this whole time?
Yes, we have boneless wings.
Okay, the next question. Should I get them on the side or should I get them on the pizza too?
Just on the side, not with the pizza.
Okay, do you think that the pasta pizza and the wings are enough to feed? Because the Haas of Wonder just invited 5 more people in. You know, he gave memberships to Jacob, Bing Bong, the one and only Takaho Dombrowski, and Doodle. Like, is this going to be enough to feed 10 people?
Medium pizza with pasta? No,
yeah,
the pasta pie.
The wings. How many wings should I get to feed this many people?
16. 16 can also. We also have 24 pieces. 16. Already boneless.
Okay. Boneless. Let me do 8. Can I do 8 bone in and 8 boneless?
It has different counts. For the boneless, we have 8, 16, 24, and 48. And for the bone in, it comes with 6, 12, 18, and 36.
Okay. Let me just get, let me get 2 boneless and 2 bone in.
I'm sorry. How many pieces for the boneless?
2.
We have 8, 16, 24, and 48.
I don't want to feed these guys so well that they stick around. Like, I want them to eat and go. Like, we're all like-minded men, and we're all getting together, and we're going to rub on each other, and I don't want them to stay afterwards. I want them to have, like, a semi-full tummy and leave. Because they're in the other room right now. Would you like me to go to the other room and ask them? Hang on, let me open the door. Hey, guys, stop what you're doing for a second. Do you guys want bone-in wings, or do you want boneless? Because she's asking me a lot of questions I'm not qualified to answer. Oh, they are busy. Let me shut this door. Okay, I'm going to make an executive decision. Let me go ahead and just do... let me do the 8 wings, boneless. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
What?
They were busy. Just eight boneless.
Buffalo Mild.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of mouths going on things. I don't want the excess burning.
Anything else?
That's up to you. Do you think I need more?
No. If that's the only thing.
I have a black card. It has no limits. So I mean, I can buy as much things as I want. If I wanted to, I could order you.
No. So let me repeat your order again.
What is your UPC code? What is your UPC number? I'll scan it real quick.
No, we don't. Do that one here, sir. So again, let me repeat your order so that I can place it right now. 1 medium hand toss with regular cheese, 1 oven baked meaty pasta with breadsticks, and 1 Buffalo Mild boneless 8 pizza wings. Your total will be $34.45 for cash or charge.
I have pennies, so cash.
All right. I will be placing first your order here. One moment.
No, please. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna write an IOU on a napkin. So when the driver gets here, I'm gonna hand him a napkin that says IOU 38 whatever, and then he takes that back and puts it in the register, and it's as good as cash.
It's for carryout order, not for delivery.
I'll wash the driver's car to work off the food. Will you pay for it for me?
I'm sorry. So
will you pay for it for me, and then I'll pay you back?
No, we don't do that one here.
But me and you are friends now, and I'm gonna just tell people, be like, my friend, she paid for the pizza.
No. So do you want to cancel the order?
My mom's gonna give me my allowance tomorrow, and that's when I can buy the pizza. I get $10 for taking out the trash. I get to venture out of the basement once a week, and I take the trash out, and I get my vitamin D from daylight, and I grow like a plant. I photosynthesize. If I scoop the litter box, I can get to the go out to the outside and touch the grass with my feet. And then my mom mixes a big jug of flavored aid, and then I don't feel so good, and I go to sleep for a couple of days. I think I love you, but what am I so afraid of? I don't know the rest of the words. Have you ever... What are your thoughts on love at first voice? You know, we've been on the phone together now for 15 minutes. I feel like we've grown to know each other quite well. Are you feeling what I'm feeling right now?
No. If you don't want to place an order, then you can hang up the call.
Right, no, hang on. So what's going on right now is I actually auditioned for 90 Day Fiancé, and I need to find a woman to be my fiancé for 90 days. What are your thoughts? I'll bring you to America. I'll give you the good life for 90 days, and then I'm sending you back. But for 90 days, I think it's a good deal. I pay for everything. But you got to be in a fecal play. Because you can come to America, pretend to love me, get a green card, and then just dump me and then start an OnlyFans and make dozens of dollars. I really would like to rent you like a third world Airbnb. I want to go spelunking in all your holes. Thinking about it, aren't you? I want to invade you like Spain. I want to be inside of you like a Trojan horse.
All right, so do you want to place an order right now? Yeah. Or if you don't want to place an order,
let's start a different order, though. I don't like the one we did before. Let's start over.
Yeah, so what do you want to order?
All right. I just want to let you know, America is just like it looks in the movies. Exactly the same thing. Let me get... do you guys have any of the taco platters available?
No, we don't have that one.
Like a taco pizza?
No, we don't have that one, sir. We only have your... What size do you want for the pizza? Large or medium?
A medium, because the other guys, they probably ejaculated and went to sleep by now, so I think I'm going to be eating alone.
Medium hand toss as well. What's the topping?
Let me do tomato, onion, not bacon. Ground beef. You got the ground beef?
Yes.
Lettuce.
We don't have lettuce.
But you make the sandwiches. You've got shredded lettuce. And then you put it on the pizza, and then taco sauce. Ortega taco sauce.
We don't have taco sauce. We only have the marinara. Do you want the marinara for the...
No, send someone to Taco Bell and get hot packets.
I'm sorry?
Send someone at the local store to the Taco Bell and get some hot packets. Or a Diablo if they've got it.
Are you going to be transferred directly at the store?
Oh, is that an option?
If you would like to.
No, I'm going to stay with you. I like you. We're going to be married soon. What's your thoughts on having kids? Like, I'm not talking right away, but within 6 months of our engagement.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't do that one here in the calls. The call is recorded. So again, if you don't want to place an order, you can.
I
want to
place an order. I want to place an order to see your dib.
I'm sorry.
Dib. 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 Would you like to see TT? Big TT. TT.
All right, so,
Do you know Dibit?
All right, so, I need to attend to the other customers.
I'm a customer.
Yeah, so, again, if you don't want to place an order right now, I will be hanging up the
call,
okay?
What's your
Thank
phone,
you so much.
What's your phone number?
We cannot give our phone numbers.
What's your Snapchat?
We also don't, do the one here.
What's your TikTok?
No.
What's your OnlyFans?
No social media here.
What's your OnlyFans? Hello? I love you.
All right. Again, sir, thank you so much.
I love you.
We'll be hanging up now to call.
Do you have
thank
MySpace?
You so much. Bye for now.
MySpace? For now? She's into me! Oh, you want me to call back, don't you? When I kept saying dib, that was talking about her boobs. I was talking about her boobs. And TT was penis.
Hey, season NYPD downtown Albuquerque.
Hi, can I make a order, please?
For sure, for pickup or delivery?
For pickup.
Cool, what can I get you?
I want to get a pizza. Let's see here. Can I just build my own, or do I got to get a pre-made one?
You can build your own, yeah.
Okay, let me get a large. Is it like you got like a thinner crust? Or are they all the same type of crust?
Yeah, large comes as a thin crust already.
Yeah, okay. Let me do that with bacon, jalapeno. Do you have chicken?
I do. It's roasted chicken.
Yeah, chicken and mushrooms.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Cool. Can I have a name for the order?
Yeah, it's for Dwight.
A whole new world!
It's going to be $39.82.
I'll fuck you on the carpet!
It's how much now?
Yeah!
$39.82,
you said? Okay. And hang on, let me check with Cross real quick, see if he needs anything. Cross, you need anything? I'm making an order down there at New York Pizza.
A whole new world! I'll fuck you on the carpet!
I don't think they got that, bro. I mean, I can check. Do you have that at all? Is it a special?
What?
What he just said. I don't know what he's saying. He's drunk.
I didn't know what he said either.
I'll make him repeat it. Can you repeat it, Cross? Dude, just repeat it to her so she can see if they got it. Jesus Christ, you don't have to be all aggro on me.
A whole new world! I'll fuck you on the carpet! Yeah!
Thank you for calling Papa John's. Is this for carry out or for delivery?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Is this for carry out or for delivery?
Yes.
Yes, for carry out or for delivery?
Yes.
I am so sorry. Is this for carry out?
Or... what's my other option?
Or delivery.
Yes.
Perfect. Can we use your phone number ending in 3044?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Your first and last name, please.
My first name is Jonathan. And I'll spell
your
the
last name,
and I'll spell the last name for you because it's kind of hard. It's SUXADEEK.
Thank you so much. Your delivery address, please.
My delivery address. Yes. It's an Airbnb. Hang on just a second. All right. So,
sure.
So it's, the address is 2100 Louisiana Boulevard, Northeast. And that's in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Thank you. It's a verified 2100 Louisiana Boulevard, Northeast Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87110, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Is this a house or apartment?
It's a house machine.
Awesome. One moment. Jonathan, would you like to try our limited time only shakaroni pizza?
No, because he did Kobe wrong. So, no, I'm going to stay away from the shakaroni.
Okay. Okay, sure. What can I get you for today?
Shaquille O'Neal sabotaged Kobe's helicopter. I just want that known on this recording line.
I'm sorry for that.
Shaquille O'Neal killed Kobe.
Yes.
And Tupac.
I do apologize to hear that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I want to build my own pizza. I want to build my own pizza.
Sure. Would you like that in small, medium, large, or extra large?
Extra large. Extra large, please.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll fuck you
your
on
topping,
the carpet.
Please?
My topping?
Yeah.
Who is that yelling?
Yes.
Who is that? Why did they yell? Hello?
Hello, yes, what's your topping, please?
Okay, well, I'm just gloss right over it. Let me get a... you have banana peppers. Let me do banana peppers. Let's
okay.
get some bacon, some meatball.
Mm-hmm.
Some pepperoni. Some black olives. Some green onion. Some anchovies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Horse meat.
I'm sorry, we don't have horse meat.
I got that in the UK. I went and visited my friend Nunu. He's an owl. He lives in the zoo. But we were able to get horse meat over there. It was.
Okay.
I went to Japan one time, and I got cobra meat on my pizza. But I forgot.
That's
we don't do that exotic stuff over here. Let me get 3 California rolls, sushi on the pizza.
I'm sorry. We don't have California rolls or sushi.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I guess that's it. Well, what we got there will be acceptable.
Okay. Oh, would you like to add our new Twix Papa Bites for only $4.99? a 20-ounce of Pepsi, or maybe extra dipping cups.
Can I get a drink that's already been opened for like several days and has gone flat? Like, do you have a Pepsi that has been opened? I need the driver to get me a Pepsi or a Mountain Dew. Which one do you have?
Yes, we have Pepsi and Mountain Dew.
Okay. What I want you to do is when the driver brings it to me, ask him to open my Mountain Dew, and I want him to drink a quarter of it and to backwash in the entire thing so that way when he gets here, I can drink it and taste what he ate for dinner.
Okay, I'll try here if that is possible.
He gets
okay,
big tip. He gets big tip. Yeah, head. Big tip if he does this. Big tip.
Okay, I'll just leave a note here, okay?
Okay.
All right, and any delivery instructions, please, Jonathan?
Yeah. When he gets here with the pizza, tell him to take it out of the box and throw it at my window.
Okay.
I don't live there. I want the pizza delivered there and then throw it at the window. That's my ex-girlfriend, and she has a restraining order on me, so I can't go and do it myself. So have him take the pizza out and throw it at her window.
Okay, thank you so much. And to recap, you ordered one extra large with pepperoni, onions, meatball, black olives, banana peppers, bacon, anchovies with one Mountain Dew 2-liter.
Yep.
And you ordered total, including the delivery fee and the tax, it's only $41.43.
Okay. Will you pay with card or cash? I'm going to pay with cash. Can you tell me what the delivery instructions were again?
Yes. Take off the pizza on the box and throw it on the window.
Great. Glad to understand we got
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Yes, Jonathan, please know that our driver only carries $20 in cash for change. And the order will be delivered within 28 to 38 minutes. Thank you so much for choosing Papa John. I'll connect you to our survey.
Thank you for calling Pizza Hut. Can I have someone? My name is Jay. Will this be for delivery for carryout?
It's going to be for carryout.
Okay, can I go ahead and get your phone number, please?
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Oh, okay. It's 408-578-1121.
Mm-hmm. Your name, please?
My name is Dwight.
White?
D-W-I-G-H-T. Dwight.
D-W-H?
No, D-W-I-G-H-T. Like Dwight, okay. Dwight the slut from The Office, if that helps.
Okay. Are you ready to place the order? Do you want to hear a special, sir?
I'm just gonna build a pizza, if that's okay.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and get a. Can I get a hand tossed? What's that, dude? Yeah, I'm ordering the pizza now. He's over here watching Aladdin right now. And he's getting really fucking pumped up for this pizza. Like, he's been all week. We just found out he's not allergic to gluten anymore. So, like, he hasn't had pizza in almost 10 years. So he's like, he's super excited. Like, he's, I hope this isn't recorded, but he literally just told me if I get this pizza here in the next half hour, he's going to fuck me on the carpet. Not going to let him do that, but I will get him some pizza. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm going to get him some pizza. So let's do a, let's do a large hand tossed.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do a. We're gonna get some jalapeno. I know we're gonna do that. Let me get.
Okay.
You got meatballs?
Yes.
Meatballs, jalapeno, black olives, and ham. Sounds fucking delicious.
Black olives and ham. Okay, so ham, meatballs, olives, and jalapeno.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Anything else onto your order, sir?
You know what? I think that's gonna probably do it. We got to make sure that he's got to build a tolerance back with the gluten. If he goes too hard at it in all one sitting, we might be going to the hospital.
Okay, so a large ham toss, ham, olives, jalapenos with meatballs, correct?
Right.
Okay, it'll be $20 with 22 cents, and I'll be ready in 16 minutes.
Oh, that was 20 bucks?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. We got to adjust. What if we take off the olives?
It would still be the same price. I gave you the deal that we have for now.
Okay. What is it? What is it? The large unlimited toppings deal?
What was that, sorry?
What is it? Large unlimited toppings deal?
It's a large up to 5 toppings or specialty for $18.49 plus tax.
Okay. Well, you kind of fucked this up for me. Because if I keep removing, I was like, the joke was going to be, I was going to make you put all this shit on, then I was going to remove it all and then keep asking the price. But if you gave me the deal, it's going to be the same price no matter how much stuff I removed, and the joke's ruined. How do you expect me to earn a living on YouTube when you're over here fucking up my jokes?
I'm not quite sure.
I mean, Good Mew usually gives me $10. He's coming in with $2 because of my lackluster performance.
It Express.
Hi, I had to step outside. I couldn't flag anyone down, but my son, he accidentally evacuated his bowels on the floor, and people had been running over it in their skates.
Oh, like it's on the floor?
It's on the floor, and I tried to, you know, the warden, the guy in the striped shirt, I tried to flag him down.
Uh-huh.
And he just kept going around, but I saw at least 6 people run over the log of poop, and it's smearing all over the floor.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know what to do. Like, I feel it's a slip hazard, and it's a biohazard as well. It's not sanitary.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the last part?
It's a biohazard, and it's not sanitary for people to be running over that and smearing it everywhere. Like, if someone were to fall and get it on their clothes, it would be very gross.
Oh, I apologize for that. We will fix that for you.
Okay, how long? Because, like, I need to know. How long?
As soon as possible, we should be cleaning it right up.
Okay. What did he say? Do I need to tell that person? Put that person on. I'll tell them.
No, they're gonna go clean it up right now.
Just let me tell her that the poo-poo caca is on the floor.
The person that was gonna go clean the floor right now just left.
The doo-doo poo-poo caca is on the floor. You thought the bowling alley sounds with their whole music? No. Oh, shit, I still gotta go. Turn it off.
Good evening, Family Arcade.
Hi, how you doing? I thought I should alert you guys to something very disturbing that I just saw before I left.
Mm-hmm.
There was a teenager in one of the bathrooms, and he was holding a pair of underwear that appeared to be soiled. And I followed him out and watched him stuff it into the skee ball machine hole.
Okay. Are you still in the arcade?
No, I left. My kids were waiting out in the car. I just had to use the bathroom real quick, and we were going home. But the kid pooped his pants, and he took and he put it in the hundred hole on the skee ball machine.
Wow. Is that underwear?
Yeah, his poopy underwear are in the hundred point bowl, the hole
mm-hmm.
on the skee ball machine. And
okay, let me go check.
I thought I should let you know because it's probably going to plug up the hole and the balls aren't going to return properly. But if they do, it's probably going to have doo-doo caca on the balls.
Well, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, no problem. Did you want me to describe what this person looked like? Or
sure,
you think you
sure,
can handle?
Please.
Okay. He's white because only white people would do this disgusting shit, apparently. They're gross. Mm-hmm. He was about 4'2", 175 pounds. He had an Edgar cut, if you know what that is, an Edgar haircut.
Okay.
He was wearing blue jeans, but he only had one leg was longer than the other. Like, one side was cut off like shorts, the other side had the full pant leg. And then he had a leather jacket, no shirt on.
Okay. Any idea what time?
Just now.
Just now?
Just now.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a tramp stamp on his thigh that said Juicy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me go check, and I'll make sure also the security guy will check, okay?
Okay, because that's gross.
Yeah, I know.
That's gross.
Wow. Appreciate it.
Does this happen a lot?
Thank you for your call.
Does this happen a lot?
I'm sorry?
Does this happen a lot?
Sorry? Well, not really. I mean, that's unusual for me. I mean, I've been working here for like 2 years.
Okay.
That's very unusual.
You know the air hockey the air hockey table?
The one on the right-hand side?
Yeah. That's going to need to be put back, like flipped back over, because I lost to my kid and I lost my temper and I flipped the fucking thing on its side.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank
that was
thank
me,
you
though. That was me.
I
that was that was me. That was me, though.
Yeah, it is me.
It's me. Yeah. I got an air hockey puck stuck inside of me.
Well,
I made the bet with my son and I lost, and now there's an air hockey puck inside of me.
Alrighty.
Do you want it back?
Oh, go check.
Go check what? Do you want it back?
No.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Why are you yelling?
Okay.
Why are you yelling?
No, I'm not yelling.
Yell at me. When I fart, the table is scoring goals.
All right, sir.
I fart in the counter at the top. It marks up one goal.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, don't yell at me. I'm sensitive.
No, I'm not yelling at you.
Why are you yelling?
No, I'm not yelling, sir.
Why are you calling me names?
No, I said sir.
I heard what you called me.
Okay, thank you very much.
Why would you call me that? I haven't been called that since middle school.
I said, sir.
I'm a sensitive soul.
Okay, have a good night. Okay, bye-bye. Take care.
I was in Sanar City during the war. Men died in my arms. Hi. How hard would it be to get a hookah tonight?
One more time, please.
How difficult is it to get a hookah tonight?
David, another day we can answer. Mojo Kolonch, how can I help you?
Hi. How hard would it be to get a hookah tonight?
I mean,
can I just walk up in there?
What time you gonna come? Sorry.
Half an hour.
Half an hour. How many people?
20.
20 people? Are you joking or no?
No, 20 of us, and we only want to rent one hookah.
So 20 of us, and you want to order one hookah?
Yeah, we're going to take turns smoking it.
That's absolutely not going to work. I'm sorry, but
they're not full-grown adults. These are kids. I run a daycare, and I want to introduce them to some new things in their life. So
I get it. Trust me. I get your part, but let me tell you this. So first of all, to accommodate 20 people for us is going to be really, really difficult. We can make that work, but we have a rule, which is one hookah per two person. If you guys come in 20 people, there should be at least 10 hookahs on the table.
Well, no, it's two adults, and these kids are 10.
Oh, there's kids. Oh, actually,
we're two adults, and then we have 18 10-year-olds from our daycare, and we want them to smoke the hookah too, so they can absorb some culture.
Oh, I'm not quite sure if we can do that, because if that's the kids and they're without parents, and you guys, I don't know, kind of take care of them or like, represent them or whatever you call that, so I'm not sure I can do that. Because it's not really, I'm not sure how does it go with the law, actually. Because we're allowing the entrance people who's 21 and over. I'm not sure how to do that, you know.
Okay.
It's not like, it's a little complicated, to be honest.
Okay, we'll just bring them in, and they can sit. They can sit with us, right? As long as you're not partaking.
But are you guys have any like documents that you are like, I don't know, taking care of them or anything like?
Yeah, I have a certificate. I run a daycare. But we could probably bring them in, and like me and the other adult can smoke, and we'll blow it in their faces.
Because
then they're not directly consuming it.
But why would you do that? Like, I mean, that's kind of. I'm trying to understand like what is the main point of you guys gonna
The problem is these kids are on a discounted program because their parents are poor, and so what we're doing is like, you know, you do the discounted plan, you pay us less, then we take less care of your kids.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing as like if someone was smoking with their kids in the car. You know, we found a loophole, and it's a treat for them.
I kind of get it, but to be completely honest, I'll be needing to talk to my manager to kind of explain what's going on. I can't give you the direct answer right now.
Secondhand smoke reminds them of home, or when the home, you know, when home burnt down.
I'm sorry?
The secondhand smoke reminds them of their house when it burnt down.
I mean, is their house burned down? Like, I'm a little bit confused, honestly, sir.
Yeah, well, they're all brothers and sisters. Their mother was a, for the lack of a better term, was a streetwalker, but very fertile. So every time she was with the John, every 9 months she was popping out another kid. So when they were all together, huddled around the little space heater in the one room, and then it touched a blanket, the whole house caught on fire.
Okay.
Yeah. One big fire.
Okay. All right.
So we just want to give them a taste of home. So let us treat the kids. We'll come in and blow some smoke in their face, and you know.
And are you trying to do that just for like kind of like remind them about their houses, or like?
Yeah. Let me get you clear
because I'm trying to talk to my manager to explain what you guys are trying to do what do you want to do. So in order to. To make that happen, you know?
Yeah, it's to remind them of the house burning down, so now they know how good they have it with us.
Uh-huh. Okay, so, I mean, you guys can give us a call in like maybe like half an hour or like, I don't know, whenever you're planning to come. I'll talk to the manager and see what I can do.
Well, that's where we were checking, because we're already in the car. Would it be all right if we just started heading that way?
But I don't want to give you any false promises. Just get me right at this point. So I don't want to give you any false promises that I can make that happen.
They said everything's all clear. Oh, shit.
Are you okay? Well, are you okay? Something that would be chocolate. Why don't you ask the dude to do this? That's a good thing. Any time, forgive me. Is your phone просто сбрасывает? Сбрасывает, чувак. Hey, No, it was just somebody was calling us on the phone, and then the guy was talking, and the next
Hello?
Couple seconds, hearing
Hello?
Them, like, that he's kind of
Hello?
Gave the break.
Hello?
And then, you know, the...
Hey!
The
we're...
The tires,
hey!
Like, the sound of the tires.
Hello?
And then
Hello?
The crash, was, like, screaming.
Hello?
I mean, that's the best what I can do. Like, if you guys can do that, nothing, probably somebody will call.
Hello? Hello?
Excuse me? No, excuse me, sir?
Yeah, hi. We just hit a banana peel. We're playing Mario Kart.
I okay?
That was a video game in the background. I didn't get back to you in time. He hit the banana peel.
A video game?
Yeah, someone threw a turtle at the guy in first place, and they were cussing. We're fine. We're good.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah.
We're playing
we're
playing Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. I just won. They tried to spin me out with banana peel, but I wouldn't let them. These little bastards don't know how to play video games.
Is there anything serious you're trying to do?
No. I gotta go. I gotta play video games. I'm crushing their fucking dreams playing Mario Kart. I'm using the Contra code.
Okay. Why did you call us? What's the reason of the call?
Well, I'm trying to do the hookah, but you won't let me.
I mean, because you're trying to bring 20 kids, and then I don't really understand
kids,
what you're trying
18,
to do.
18 kids, not 18, 20.
It doesn't really matter, 18. Honestly. I think we can really make that happen. Sorry about that.
Okay, well, we'll just smoke at home.
You got it.
Yeah, we're almost done. Hello?
Alex, can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Let me inquire there. How much is it in coming to get a hookah tonight?
So how many people are you?
There's going to be three of us.
The three of you guys? Are you coming right now?
Yeah, right now.
Okay. Don't worry about the entry fee, man.
Okay.
There's an entry fee tonight at $20 per person.
Right.
If you guys come early, I'll take care of you guys' entry fee, so you don't have to pay the entry fee.
All right, man. Fuck, sweet, man. How much is the hookah tonight, though?
So the hookah is $45.
Yeah.
If you pay cash, and it's $45.20 with credit card.
Okay.
That's including the tax already into it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
What is pay cash? What's the hookah, like, if, so we're not too experienced in this, what hookah would you recommend?
What hookah? It depends if you want something fruity, if you want something minty.
I'm thinking Asian tonight.
You say Asian?
Yeah.
I'm thinking my head right now. Sweet and sour. Something sweet and sour.
I'm thinking no taller than 5 foot, somewhere between 21 and 25 years old. Doesn't mind going bareback.
what do you mean?
Yeah, we're all going in on a hookah.
On a hookah?
Yeah, we're trying to
find...
You
know what a hookah is, right?
Yeah, it's a woman that has sex with for money.
No, brother. A hookah is a pipe. It's a bong pipe that you smoke tobacco out of.
Oh, okay. I get it. Yeah. We're coming for a bong pipe, but we go upstairs, right, and we don't use condoms?
No, brother. I watched
that movie Porky's from back in the day. I know how this works. I know how it works.
That's
a deal. $45
each. It's a smoking.
Which holes are off limits?
It's a smoking lounge. No, brother. You got the wrong place, man. It's a smoking lounge.
I don't understand.
It's a lounge where people smoke.
I was just reading reviews on the page. Like, I saw the indicators here. Like, the thing.
No, I think you got the wrong idea.
Like, right here.
You know what I mean?
Right here, there is no food. Like, I get what this guy is putting down. He's, I didn't ask if we can bring up anything, but the owner, Johnny, was really welcoming and, quote-unquote, nice. Like, yeah. Like, if that's not a hookah, then I don't know what is.
Yeah, it's a hookah lounge, brother. It's where they smoke traditional tobacco, like for hookah. Hookah is a bong pipe.
What type of terminology are we using?
Hookah is if you look it up in the dictionary, it means a water pipe. It's a water pipe.
I thought you were just being I thought you were being hip and just spelling hooker differently.
No, no, it's not a brothel.
I'm completely confused. What's
the way,
all this?
I'm the owner, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny, what is all this talk about hoses and like putting hoses in things? And
so there's a hose that goes into the pipe, and it comes out and you smoke it.
Tell me that ain't tell me that ain't sex talk. You're referring to this young lady as the pipe. You're talking about hoses going in, Johnny. Come on, man.
No, man, I'm serious.
Johnny,
I'm very serious.
Oh my God! If you want more money, Johnny, just say so. If you want to charge me extra, just say so.
No, brother. Go look for a massage parlor.
No.
There's a bunch of massage parlors all over LA, man.
That's how the Patriots owner got fucking pinched going to those massage parlors, man. You remember when Robert?
You know what? You know what? I'm gonna be honest, man. In LA. You'd be surprised what you get over here, man. They do everything in LA, man. But
I'm fresh. I just got here like a week and a half ago. But like Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, he got pinched. They had surveillance cameras and stuff in there. And you know, the massage, it started out with a massage, and then it turned into a massage. You know what I mean?
You know what? I'll give you a really good one, man.
All right,
You ever been to Tijuana, Mexico?
The country, or is this the name of a shop?
No, actually, it's Mexico. Literally across the border.
Oh, actually going to Tijuana. Okay,
yeah. So anyway, when you get to Tijuana, Mexico, they got a bunch of bars. Literally, there's women everywhere, man. I mean, you just pick up on women.
With like hostess girls?
Yeah, I mean, literally, they have the bars. You walk in, and it's legal over there.
Okay.
And the women get and the good thing is
damn, Cross is excited.
I'll give you some good information.
I'll
give you good information right now.
My friend Cross is excited. Listen, hang on, let me give him the phone. Listen what his plans are when we go to Tijuana.
Yeah.
A whole new world. I'll fuck you on the carpet. Yeah.
Go to Tijuana, Mexico, man. You'll have fun, brother.
Yeah, he wants to know about the burro shows. The burros.
I don't think they do those shows anymore, man.
Burro? What is that? I don't speak Spanish.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. This is a setup right here, man. You guys are setting me up for...
Who
put you up to this?
Nobody. I'm just dialing numbers.
Was it George? George put you guys up to this?
Yeah, it was George. George paid me $5 to make this call.
Oh, my God.
I got a bad marijuana addiction, and that'll buy me a pre-roll or two. So he gave me $5. He gave me a telephone, a burner phone.
Hey, tell George, man, you guys got me going, man. Tell him thank you, bro.
All right,
you guys made my night, man.
I really shouldn't have narked on him, but you know, $5 is only gonna hold so much loyalty. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell George. Man, George is my next call. I'm gonna call him.
Yeah, let him know, man. And if you guys want to smoke good hookah, man. I'm rated about number one in LA, man. I got the best hookah. I don't know if you guys ever tried smoking before.
I don't know. Let me run this by you because I just talked to another hookah place. Can you believe they wouldn't let me bring we were trying to bring 20 people of us, but 18 of those people were 10-year-old kids that we wanted to blow hookah smoke in their face.
Yeah, it's 21 and over, man.
Well, they wouldn't smoke. We were just going to blow it in their face.
Yeah.
You can't do that, man.
But they're not directly smoking it. It's on the same level as if you were in your car smoking a cigarette and you rolled up all the windows and then you put the door or the window lock on and you just had them breathe deep.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up, isn't it? You ever roll up the windows, lock the windows, and hotbox some kids with some Virginia Slim 120s?
No.
I have.
Oh, my goodness.
And let me tell you, they were never sicker in their lives. Whew, nicotine poisoning is a motherfucker.
Man. You guys are crazy, man.
Hey, you guys say hi to George for me, man.
All right.
I'm going to let you guys go.
All right.
All right, you guys take care.
All right, man. See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.